A year ago, the Basic Income for the Arts pilot scheme was first launched, in which 2,000 artists and people working in creative areas receive a weekly payment of €325. This morning, the Minister for Arts and Media, Catherine Martin, published a report on the impact of the scheme at the Status of the Artist Conference in Dublin. Our arts and media correspondent, Evan O'Rourke, joins us now. So what did we learn, Evelyn?
Well, I suppose we've heard bits along the way, but this was the first proper, I suppose, report after that first year of the scheme. The scheme started really in October 2022, and under the scheme, recipients, around 2,000 of them, received €325 a week. And in return for that, Gavin, they then submit different data along the way. So they've been collating the data and having an in-depth look at it. And I suppose the headline findings really are that it's positive, is what the artists are saying. They say that findings are showing that the basic income recipients are investing €550 a month more on their creative practice, on their work. Along with that, they're saying their life satisfaction has increased. Recipients say they spend 8 hours a week more, again, on their work, on their practice, and that they work fewer hours outside of it as well. And the other piece that's interesting as well is recipients are more likely to have completed new works in the previous 6 months. On average, they've completed 3.6 pieces of work more than the control group. So I suppose these are all findings that would, you know, give enthusiasm to the scheme. The pilot scheme is supposed to run for 3 years, but people that I've been talking to here are advocating for the extension of the scheme. And indeed, Minister Martin herself this morning told the media that she's been very enthusiastic, very optimistic about the findings of this, as it's called, once in a generation policy. So one of the artists I spoke to, Gavin, is Tom Mescal. Tom is an artist based in Mayo, and he has been receiving this since the start. And he talked to us quite passionately, I have to say, about the impact, the positive impact that the scheme has had on him, his family life and his work. So I managed to grab him for a little minute here. We have a little clip here of Tom just telling me more about what the impact of the scheme has meant on him as an artist and for his family.
For us as a family, and then speaking to my colleagues that have also got the BAI, it's been huge. It's just been, we've had better quality of life. We've all experienced, you know, more success in our work because we can put more time into it. It's such a positive thing, and it would be so amazing to see it getting rolled out to all of those other people who qualify for the scheme. So that's what we would be loving to see.
That's artist Tom Mescal. Evelyn O'Rourke still with us. What did the minister have to say about RTE today?
Well, indeed, just at the end there, Gavin, I said to her, look, we have to ask you about the turmoil currently in 2FM that's been so widely reported. And she said, look, she feels that it's up to people to determine and make their own decisions in their career paths. However, she also did mention that along the way, during one of the reports, there was a recommendation for RTE to support people during their career paths as well. So she said she says there's a place, there's a role for 2FM, and that she's looking forward to reading the new strategy that will come from RTE.
Evelyn O'Rourke, thank you.